great state of Arizona. Our special guest has arrived. She's flown in from Dallas, Texas, just to join us in the 10 o'clock hour to talk why on God's earth would any paint company have 600 new, not 600 colors, 600 new colors. So we're going to have a little tete-a-tete discussion about that in the following hour.
And my question is are they going to stop? are we going to be back here next year talking about the 1,200 new colors they're introducing?
Or do they ever retire any colors?
That's a good question. Well, we'll be talking about that in the 10 o'clock hour. Y'all hang on. You know, one of the things that we got by real quick is the Arizona staycation. And I want to give everybody a heads up. If you haven't heard and if you're looking for something to do and you're a fan of flying and the Air Force, Army, Winged Division, Platoon, the F-35s have arrived at Luke.
They look amazing.
And they're having an air show all weekend, and it's free.
This weekend?
Yes. Yep. It's free. Okay? So get a hold of the folks at Luke. The first ones have arrived. These babies are $132 million in addition. We're going to have 100
per each.
$132 million each. We're going to have 144 of them at Luke eventually. Now, that's an investment in hardware. What an incredible flying machine.
How do I fly one?
I don't know. Remember when we got the F-16 simulators? That was fun.
That was.
Actually, Fitzgerald is going to be out at the air show flying the back seat of an F-16 this weekend sometime.
He gets to experience. The Cardinal player?
Yeah, so Larry Fitzgerald. So he gets to experience the 9 G's. Of flying an F-16. But Luke Air having a air show free. I don't know. I can't tell from the information if you're actually going to see an F-35 in air. But they are there, at least one of them, parked on the tarmac so you can just oogle and drool at it. Okay, so a great family event always. Air shows are a lot of fun. Luke Airfield this weekend, free. Okay. And you got tree climbing contest at Reed Park in Tucson next week.
Next week. Hey, you know what else is going on next week?
Leave Arizona.
Yeah, that's right.
And this benefits the Arizona Military Assistance Mission. Detroit Muscle Car Show going on at Sanderson Ford. If you have a muscle car.
Is that
car,
this weekend?
Next weekend.
Oh.
The 22nd. Or you just want to go check out muscle cars.
Who doesn't want to check out muscle cars?
So, yeah, next weekend at Sanderson Ford, 10 to 2. So.
Okay. There's
put
a
cut on your calendar.
There's a couple little ideas there. I think we actually have to pull a staycation winner here in the next week or two. So y'all stay tuned. Get to rosieonthehouse.com. Go to the tile ad for Arizona Staycation and register. You could win a 3-day vacation anywhere in the great state of Arizona thanks to our good friends at Sanderson Ford and Arizona Highways Magazines. We're going to try and squeak a call in, buddy.
Let's see what we can do to help Jay in Tucson. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Jay.
Hello, thank you for answering. I live in the old foothills here in Tucson.
Nice.
I got a letter about 2 days ago from the Tucson Water Department, which basically says, quoting from the letter, this letter is to inform you that your private line connecting to the water meter is in such a deteriorated condition that Tucson Water has postponed replacing the water meter that services your property for a period of 60 days. Please repair or replace your plumbing to a sound condition within 60 days, etc. Then it adds, failure to comply, repairs may result in one or two options. Number one, Tucson Water may replace your meter if our employees decide there is a reasonable probability that your private plumbing will withstand the replacement. Number two, Tucson Water may decide the plumbing is so fragile but there is no reasonable possibility that it will withstand the meter replacement
right.
And connect your water service. The question I have is, how reliable is their inspection? I did talk with them yesterday, and apparently just the water meter reader takes a look at it, and then this letter is generated. So I don't know about should I replace the water line into my home?
How old is your home?
It was built around 72.
Okay. That's probably a copper line. I would bring out the Rosie certified plumber, Woods Plumbing, and let a plumber take a look at it. A lot of those letters are going to be generated just by the age of the home. And copper installed correctly could still have a lot of years life left in it. So get one of the guys from Woods Plumbing out there. Have them dig up between the water meter and your house. Do a visual inspection on 2 or 3 feet of that pipe. And then at that point, you'll be able to make a better decision as to whether or not you really have to replace the whole run. This is becoming a more prevalent policy in cities all over Arizona. And in fact, you will get letters from third-party insurance companies with the city's logo on it saying, do you want to buy insurance for waterline replacement, which I thought was...
Can you contest it with the city?
Yeah, absolutely, you can. You can. Yeah, they're not mandating you do it, but if they go to replace it and they break it, then you do have the burden of repairing it. When we get back, we're going to be talking everything you ever possibly want to know about paint, color, trends, and getting that house updated.
The Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.